Hey, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Zvachim daf Lamid Ches. We are holding on daf Lamid Zayinim, based about 15 lines from the end of the page. Last one on the line is Vehachatas at the two dots. And today's shiur is sponsored once again by Dr. David Lander in honor of his wife and children, and Lila Nishmas, his mother, Golda Basimcha, Aleha Shalom. So the first thing we're going to talk about in today's daf is the sugya of Yesh Eim LeMikra, Yesh Eim LeMesoras. When the Torah spells something one way and it's pronounced another way, which one do we look at when we figure out how to darshan the halacha? The reason that comes up over here is because it may be the source for the opinions of Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel about how many matnos dam are ma'akev by a korban chatos. Meaning both Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel seem to agree that you require four matnos dam on the four karnos ha-mizbeach by a korban chatos, but how many of them are ma'akev? That Beis Shammai said two of them are ma'akev, Beis Hillel said only one of them is ma'akev, the kapara of the korban. So we're going to use the mikra and the mesoras to explain the shitos of Beis Shammai Beis Hillel, and then we're going to show how Mikra Mesoras applies in other places as well. Then the Gemara is going to suggest an alternate source for shitos Beis Hillel that only one matnas dam is ma'akev by a korban chatas, and the Gemara is going to discuss that alternate source. Then in the context of that discussion, the Gemara is going to try to discover, do we ever find that some dam is of the same korban is placed on the top half of the Mizbeach, and some of the dam of that same korban are placed on the bottom half of the Mizbeach. So the Gemara is going to have four different suggestions of where we might find such a thing before concluding that we absolutely do not find such a thing. And then on Amud Beis, the Gemara is going to talk about why we don't list the fact that Beis Shammai holds that a chatas will only become pigul if you have machshavos of chutzlisman during two matnos dam, whereas Beis Hillel holds machshavos of chutzlisman during one matnos dam will be enough to make a pigul. Why isn't that listed among the Kule Beis Shammai? Isn't that a Kula? Normally Beis Hillel is the Mekil. So there's a whole list in Masech Sedios of when Beis Shammai is Mekil. But this doesn't make the list. Why doesn't it make the list? If you have Machsheves Pigul, according to Beis Hillel, during one of the Matnos Dam of Chatas, Pigul. Whereas Beis Shammai will say, no, it's only going to be Pigul if you have a Machshava Chutzlisman during two of the Matnos Dam. Then the Gemara is going to discuss the halachic status of the last three Matnos Dam of the Chatas, meaning it's sort of like in this in-between state, because the halacha is you're supposed to do four Matnos Dam, but only one of them is Ma'akev. So Matnos Dam numbers 2, 3, and 4, what is that exactly? Is that like a real Matnos Dam? Is it more like Shirayim, the leftover Dam that you pour in the yesod of the Mizbech? Where exactly does that fit in the halachic discussion? And through that, we're going to get into a discussion, which we probably won't get to today, about kibus begadim, that the halacha is that if dam chatos gets on the big day kuna, there's a halacha of kibus. There's a halacha of a particular way to launder the clothing from the dam of the korban chatos. So let's begin again at the two dots. So chatas shtei matanos. So we said that a korban chatas requires, according to Beis Shammai at least, requires two matnos dam la'akev, and Beis Hillel holds no, only one of the matnos dam of a chatas is ma'akev. So I'm rafun to my time to Beis Shammai. Where does Beis Shammai get the idea that two of the four matnos dam are ma'akev, the kapara of a korban chatas, that without it you don't get kapara, and with it you do get kapara, even though you didn't do all four? Because there are three times it talks about putting dam on the karnos on Mizbeach, and it says karnos, karnos, karnos. Each time it says it in the plural. So if it says it three times and it says it in the plural, the minimum plural is two. So three times two is six. So there you have that reikan sheish. That's an allusion to six matnos dam. So arba limits v'shtayim la'akev. Four of the matnos dam are telling me what you're supposed to do l'chadchila, and if you only do two, then that's good enough to achieve the kapara. So two are la'akev. Now it's a little bit unusual, because it's so pashut that the Gemara assumes that you can add the karnos to the karnos to the karnos and get to six. These are three different psukim about three different karbanos. So one might have said that no, it's two karnos on Mizbeach for this karban and two for that karban. They're all karbanos chatos, but different types of karbanos chatos. So in the Sefer Taras HaKodesh, he suggests that since the parshios of the Si'ira and the Kisva begin with the word vi'im and vav mosif alinyan rishon, I would have known to automatically connect them. So I do know to automatically connect them. So when it says karnos in one parsha, and then the next, and then the next, and all the parshios are connected with the vav, I know that I'm allowed to add the amount of times that it says karnos. So that's how Beis Shammai got the idea that four as the ideal thing to do, but two is ma'akev. Where does Beis Hillel get the idea that only one is ma'akev? Well, Beis Hillel, karnos without a vav. It says it two times chaser, and then karnos one time with a vav, sa'arei kan arba. So that's how you have four matnos tam, because it only you only have allusions to four matanos in the words karnos. Shalosh the mitzvah va'achas la'akev, a big chiddush that even as a mitzvah lechatchila you don't need four. There are three that are of them that are lemitzvah lechatchila, and one of them is to teach me what's ma'akev. So says Gemara ve'mekulu lemitzvah. How do you know that it's three and one? Maybe it alludes to four karnos because you need matnos tam lechatchila on four karnos. But b'diavad, you get the kapara with zero. Maybe you don't need any to be ma'akev. So says Mar kapara b'kdi lo'ashka. It's not the way Judaism works. You're going to try to achieve kapara. You need a matnas dam in the mizbech to achieve kapara. It can't be that it's four is the recommended donation, but without it, it's still fine. No, there's no such thing. You got to do something to achieve kapara. It's interesting because Rashi points out where do we have which two times. Does it say karnos without the vav and which one with the vav? So Rashi writes, by the kisva of a yachid, it says karnos male with the vav. By the si'ira of the yachid and by the si'ir of the nasi, it says karnos without the vav. Wonderful. But in the Gilyon on the side of the Gemara over here, and that goes with Tziyunim, points out that in our Sifrei Torah, they're all written chaser. They're all written without a vav. So this is a little bit of a problem for us because generally speaking, we do assume that we're not baki in bechaseros v'yaseros. That it could be that we have vavs that are extra or missing in our Sifrei Torah when it comes to words that the meaning of the word doesn't change. But if Chazal are going to darshin the vav, then we would hope that we have accuracy on those vavs. So that's a little bit of a problem. But there's an alternate reason for Beis Hillel that he counts that he says one is ma'akev. Meaning this is answering again why Beis Hillel, once Beis Hillel holds that it's only four karnos, how does he know that it's three lemitzvah and one la'akev, maybe it's all four lemitzvah. So answer number one that Beis Hillel gave was, because you don't get kapara for nothing. Kapara costs you something. There's got to be something that's ma'akev kapara. Answer number two, as to how he knows that one is la'akev, I don't time to Beis Hillel, because ahani mikra va'ahani misoras. Ahani mikra l'tfuy echada, v'ani misoras l'vitzur echada. That whenever you have a gap between the mikra and the misoras, then you compromise in the middle. So the mikra and the misoras, so the mikra over here adds to it because the way you read it is as a plural, so it would add to the way you would write it. And the misoras, the way it's written, subtracts a little bit. So it turns out that it really is five matanos, because you're right. From the way you read it, it would be six. From the way that you would that it's written, it would be four. So we compromise right in the middle. So the Torah itself is alluding to five matanos. If it's alluding to five, four of them lemitzvah and one of them laakev. So that's how I know that you have one of them laakev. So it would turn out, according to this answer, the fact that matana achas is ma'akev is not because lo matzinu kapara b'kdi, that you don't get kapara without any dam. It's because ahani mikra v'ahani misaras, and there are five different times. So you have to put one. So it would turn out, says the Keren Orah, there's nafkamina between these two answers. The previous answer said you just can't get kapara for nothing. So there's got to be a matan dam. Yeah, where does that matan dam have to be? Does it necessarily have to be on the Karnas HaMizbeach? Or it could be anywhere on the Mizbeach. So, L'chora, anywhere, right? Meaning, all the four times that it said Karnos, that was just L'mitzvah. And how do I know La'akev? Not from the words Karnos, according to the first answer. That's just from Svara, that you don't get a Kapara for nothing. So it could be anywhere on the Mizbeach. The way we're learning now, though, the second answer is that it's got a Dafka be on the Karnas HaMizbeach, because we learn the four L'mitzvah and the one La'akev from the words karnos. So it's got to be on the karnos hamizbech. Karnor points out that the Rambam in Hilchos Maaser HaKorbanos is pretty explicit about this, that it needs to be on the karnos hamizbech in order to be ma'akev. Sounds like we paskan like the second answer. So elameata, but says, well, wait a second. So now you're telling me that according to Beis Hillel, anytime there's a gap between the number that would emerge from the mikra and the number that would emerge from the mesoras, we compromise in the middle. So let's take that out to other areas of halacha. It says when it comes to tefillin, how many parshios do you need in your tefillin? Litotafos, litotafos, litotafos. Two times it's written chaser, one time it's written male, it's written in the plural. Sarei kan arba. So therefore, from the way it's written, it would emerge that there are four totafos in the tefillin. But from the way it's read, it would emerge that there are six, because each time it's read the same way as a plural. So what should Beis Hillel say? That go right in the middle. It should be five. Ahani krav, ahani mesoris, chamisha bati b'olam eved. You should have five batim in the tefillin. Rav Aaron Lipshaimin in Ayelos HaShachar says, you should have five batim, five parshios in your tefillin. There's only one problem. Look through the chamisha chamisha Torah. There are only four parshios to talk about tefillin. So what pray tell would you add to the tefillin? I mean, you can't make up new parshios in the Torah. So he suggests that we would have said that one of the parshios have to be inserted twice. That you'd have to write one of those parshios because it's got to be the havamina. There's got to be a havamina of a fifth parsha. The Nitziv in Rami Sada says that the Gemara is asking, according to the Mandiyamar in Meseches Erevin, that the pasuk of Shamartas Achuka Azos is also talking about tefillin. It's not talking about Pesach. There's a machlokas. In Meseches Erevin, Vishmartas Chukah Zos, is Hachukah Zos, L'chokah Pesach, or is it L'chokah Tefillin? So he said, according to the opinion that it's Tefillin, maybe that parsha would have been added into the Tefillin. But be that as it may, the Gemara's question is, how come we don't require five parshas in the Tefillin, compromise between the Mikra and the Mesores? Because Savrlach Rabbi Akiva, Beis Hillel Zach Rabbi Akiva, Damar Tat Bekas V'Shtayim Pas Ba'Afriki Shtayim, that the reason we have four parshas in the Tefillin is not based on the Mikra and the Mesores of the Totafos. It's because the word totafos means four. It's as if it said arba. So the word totafos means four because the letters test in the Kaspi language is two, and the letters pay tough in the Afriki language is two. Two plus two is four, and that's how we derive it. So it's nothing to do with mikra mesoris. Hey, no, chanami, if we're about mikra mesoris, we'd compromise somewhere in the middle. But that's not what this is about. This is just about the meaning of the word itself. Now the Rishonim and Achronim struggle. Why does the African language or whatever it is, why does that matter in terms of darshaning psukim in the Torah, right? You have psukim in the Torah that maybe sound like something in English and you're going to start darshaning something. The Lashon HaKodesh, Lashon HaKodesh. So there are two basic malachim. One basic malachim is that Lashon HaKodesh seeped into other languages every now and then. That there are certain words from Lashon HaKodesh that somehow manage its way into other languages. So Tat Kaspi Shtayim, Paspa Afriki Shtayim does not mean that it originates in Kaspi Vafriki. No, that's the it originates in Lashon HaKodesh. And it's and since we see how it plays out in these other languages, we now realize that that came from Lashon HaKodesh. The Ran, however, Masech Sanhedrin says, nah, it's halachal Moshe Misina that you need four parshas in the tefillin. It's nothing, not a drasha, it's not from African language. This is what we call an asmachta, that if you have a remez in the pasuk that can help you remember something, so good, it's a remez in the pasuk. But really, it's halachal Moshe Misina. It's not based on this drasha. But anyway, the Gemara goes back to ask again now. You want to tell me that according to Beis Hillel, when there's a gap in the number of times that the Mikra would suggest and the number of times the Mesoras would suggest, say you split it, you go down the middle, Elameata, when it comes to the number of walls that a sukkah requires, basukos, 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 so it's pronounced sukkos in the plural all three times, that would suggest six walls. But it's written twice chaser and once male, that would suggest four walls. So we should require five walls of a sukkah. That also, the Acharim, by the way, where are you going to put the fifth wall? Meaning if you're assuming right angles, so then you're fully enclosed. If you have so push-up shot, they wouldn't make right angles. You'd have to make what do they call it? A pentagon, right? The pentagon, right? You have to make a five wall sukkah. So it says Gemara, no, hasam chad kra kuli lugufe v'chad l'schacha. Now over there, there's one pasuk that teaches us the etza mitzvah of sukkah. So it's not there for any drasha. V'chad l'schacha. One pasuk tells us about the wall of the schach, meaning that the schach also counts as one of the defunas of the sukkah, which may have halachic nafkaminas, that it doesn't only have dine schach, it has dine dofen as well. So that's some of those halachos from Moshe Mitzrayim that apply to a dofen, like lavud is a din in a dofen, so that applies to schach as well. And asai hilchasa and garita l'shlishas v'kimta tefach. So therefore, you're left with only three psukim of basukos, so because you use, meaning enochinami, you start with five, but one of them is lugufei, and one of them is for the schach. So you left with three, and then Alach and Moshe Mitzrayim came and downsized the third wall, Vukimta Tefach, and said that the third wall could be just a Tefach. A lot of people learn Daf Yomi and they learn Gemara, and they just assume that they could pass in Halacha based on learning the Gemara. So I get all these shailas about sukkahs where they show me sukkahs that just don't have walls, and they say, no, doesn't the Gemara say that you don't really need a third wall? Tefach is a good enough wall also. The third wall, and the Gemara and Sukkah goes through a lot of details about how that could be placed in order to count it as a wall. We don't rely on a tefach for a third wall. You need a third wall. So, but that's what the Halacha Moshe Mitzrayim does. Elameata, so says Gemara, okay, but still, you're going to tell me that we compromise whenever there's a gap between the mikra and the mesoras in terms of the number that it yields, that we're going to compromise. So the pasuk says, after a woman gives birth to a baby girl, it says, vim nekeva teleid vitama shivu ayim. But it's written without a vav as if it says shiv. So we pronounce it Shvu'ayim, but it's written as Shiv'im. So what's the gap between Shvu'ayim and Shiv'im? So there's a 56-day gap between them. So we should take 28 days right in the middle, right? 28 days after day 14. And we say that's how long that she's Tameh. Ahani Krav, Ahani Mesaris, Arba'im Mutrin Ba'ilamesev. It should be 42 days of Tumah based on that. Now this is a little bit different than the other ones. Because when you say totafos, 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 sukkos, 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 there's no number that's mentioned in the pasuk. Over here, it is a number. We just don't know what that number is. Either it's shvu'ayim, which is a very precise number, or it's shiv'im, which is a very precise number. So it's not so pashut. I mean, the Gemara is making an assumption that even when it's identifying a specific number, we're not going to go with that specific number. Instead, we're going to compromise because of the mikra and the mesoras would have suggested different numbers from one another. But anyway, it says Gemara, how do I know that it's shvu'ayim and not shiv'im? Shaini yasam d'chsiv k'nidasa. Because it says, like her nida. Nida is only 1 week. 2 weeks is a lot more like 1 week than 42 days is like 1 week. So that's how we know that it's dafka got to be shvu'ayim. So so now the Gemara says, maybe there's another source for Beis Hillel that only a single matnas dam is ma'akev by a korban chatos. V'tana ma'isa l'mehacha. There's a braisa that learns the source for Beis Hillel, that only one matnas dam of the korban chatos ma'akev from the following. That the pasuk says in the parshios of the korban chatos, v'chiper, v'chiper, v'chiper. Three times it says the word v'chiper, and each one is coming to tell me more of a, it's easier to get kapara than you would have thought. That you would have thought you need this much for kapara, v'chiper, a little bit easier, v'chiper, a little bit easier, v'chiper, a little bit easier. Mipnei adin, because one might have said that the sheyach al it says about that you put matan dam below the chutas sikra by other karbanos where you zorik the dam on the mizbeach chitzon, where other than the chatas it goes below the chutas sikra. When you have a behema, you put the dam on the bottom half of the mizbeach, and by the chatas you put the dam on the top half of the mizbeach chitzon. So maybe we compare the two, ma matan dam mamur lemata she nisan matana achas kiper, just like when it comes to other karbanos, we know that only one matan dam is ma'akev, that it's mechaper with only a single matnas dam, right? That's why yesterday, dam zvachecha yishafech, teaches me that everywhere but a chatas, that a single matnas dam is going to be mechaper. So maybe I could derive from there. After mamurim lemailas, so too by a korban chatas, where you put the dam on the top half of the mizbech, in the shemson matanachas kiper, that you have one matnas dam, that's enough to be mechaper. to be mechaper. Oh, kalech l'derech zu. Or maybe one could have suggested, why am I comparing the korban chatas to other korbanos? Maybe I should compare a chatas achitzon to chatas apnimi, to another type of chatas. Maybe that's a more accurate comparison. Nemru dam bifnim, there are chatos apnimios, the paral davar shel tzibur, the parkoin mashiach, right? These are the chatos apnimios, where the dam is not put on the mizbeach achitzon, it's put on the mizbeach apnimi in the heichal. V'nemru dam bechlitz, and then there's a classic korban chatos, which the dam is put on the mizbeach achitzon. So maybe I should compare the two. Madam mamurim bifnim chitzer achas min hametanos los of lo klum. Just like the dam of the chatos apnimios, if you're missing any one of the necessary matnos dam, then you achieve nothing. They're all ma'akev. So after mamurim bechutz chitzer achas min hametanos los of lo klum. So maybe by the chatos achitzon, I should say the same thing, that if the Torah requires four matnos dam, all of them are ma'akev. So the Gemara is in a quandary now. I don't know. What do I compare korban chatos to? Do I compare korban chatos to other korbanos that are brought on the mizbeach chitzon, in which case only a single matnas dam is ma'akev? Or do I compare a korban chatos to other chatos, to chatos apidimios, in which case all of the matnas dam are going to be ma'akev? So says Mara, well, nira l'mi domel. Let's see what's more similar. Is a chatos more similar to the chatos apidimios, or is it more similar to other korbanos? So donin chutz mi'chutz, vein donin chutz mi'prim. On the one hand, you want to say that anything that goes on the mizbeach hachitzon is more, should be in the same category as one another, and the things that go on inside in the Heichal, that's a separate category. Oh, kalech l'darach zo, but you could have made a counter-argument that dan chatos v'arba kronos me chatos v'arba kronos v'al yuchiachutz shein chatos v'arba kronos. One could have argued that the chatos that's brought in the mizbeach hachitzon and the chatos apnimios are similar to one another in that they, at least l'mitzvah, they require four matnos dam on the karnos ha-mizbeach, whereas these other karbanos that are brought in the mizbeach hachitzon do not require four matnos dam, and there's no din of the karnos. So maybe it's more similar to the chatos apnimios. So how do I know? So because we're in a quandary and there's no direction, there's nothing to tell me one way or the other, that's what the word v'chiper keeps on coming to tell me. Talmud Lomar, the pasuk says, v'chiper, v'chiper, v'chiper. V'chiper alf pishlosan el shalosh, v'chiper alf pishlosan el shtayim, v'chiper alf pishlosan el achas. That yes, there is a reasonable havamina that I should compare the chatos achitzon to the chatos apnimios, and therefore say that all four matnos dam are necessary for kapara. So that's what each time the word v'chiper tells me, a little less will still get you kapara. So the first v'chiper tells me, even three will still get you kapara. The second one, even two. And the third one, even one, will still get you kapara. So it's not based on a pure limud from the chatos achitonios, it's based on the word v'chiper. So frankly, Gemara, mibayle l'gufei, but the word v'chiper is needed just to teach me the very idea that you get kapara with this karban. So it's not available to make an extra drasha. So Amarava Bar Ada Mari Asbarali, that it was explained to me that v'chiper does not need to tell me that you get a kapara, because Amarkra v'chiper v'nislach. Zui kapara, zui slicha. Kapara is the same as slicha, and it already says v'nislach. So I know that you get a kapara from the word v'nislach, and therefore v'chiper is available to teach me this drasha, that's the source from Beis Hillel, that only a single matnas dam is ma'akev. So I asked the Gemara, how do you know that a chatas that you do matana achas is kosher, even if you don't do the other matanas from the word v'chiper? Eima v'chiper afal pishtanasan el shalosh lamala v'achas lamata. Meaning if I'm going to compare the chatos achitonis to the chatos apnimos, or stam, by the korban chatos, it says you have to put four matnas dam on the karnas hamizbech, meaning four matnas dam lamaila on the mizbech. Maybe each v'chiper is telling me, like we're suggesting, you don't need to quite do that in order to get the kapara, but maybe it's not taking away a matnas dam entirely. Maybe it's adjusting the placement of the matnas dam. That, yeah, the mitzvah is supposed to put four matnas dam on the top of the mizbech. Comes along one v'chiper and says, And if one of those matnos dam not doesn't happen at all, but happens on the bottom of the mizbech, also okay. And then the second v'chiber, and if another one of those matnos dam doesn't happen on the top, but happens on the bottom, also okay. So the Gemara is suggesting v'chiber al v'chinosan el shalosh l'mayla v'achzamata v'chiber second v'chiber al v'chinosan el shtayim l'mata v'shtayim l'mayla and v'chiber al v'chinosan el shalosh nasan l'mayla shalosh nasan l'mayla el l'mata, and that even if you don't have any matana on l'mayla, you put it only in the matamichut sikra, the carbon is still going to be kosher. And it's better to make such a drasha, because in this way you're not totally uprooting the din of matnas dam. You're just adjusting the placement of the matnas dam. So it says, Amra Vad Bar Yitzchak im kain bitalta Torah Arba Kronos. No, but if you do that, then you're mevatal the whole din of Arba Kronos that it says by Karban Chatas, because you're saying that you don't really need Arba Kronos because you can put it on the bottom. So it says, so what if the Hashem gave us the Torah, so if he told us that you could put them all on the bottom, so then good, you'll be mevatel the Torah's arba kronos. Why is that such a big deal? So it says Amar Rava Ezu Davar Shetzarech. So you'll be mevatel it, and the fact that it says kronos, that's clearly only a mitzvah lechachila, but b'diavad if you put all the matanos lemat, so that's going to be kosher. So how do I know to be okra the matanos legamri? We're back to our kasha. How do I know I should be okra the matanos legamri with the word v'chiper? Maybe v'chiper is not telling me you don't need the matanos, but it's telling me you can place them differently, that you could place them on the bottom of the mizbech as well. So Rava says, no, v'chiper cannot be telling me that if you do all the matanos lamata, that the carbon is going to be kosher. Ezu davar shetzarich shalosh haviyamar elu kronos. Where do we have that you have to say three times v'chiper? So it's because of the kronos, to be minimized the number of the kronos. It says by the word v'chiper that's to be mema'it karen achas. So it leaves karen achas, which is ma'akev. Because if the pasuk was telling me that even if you put all the matanos lamata, the carbon is going to be kosher, it should have said four times v'chiper. Meaning, we sort of brushed over it, but the Gemara is saying right now, wait just a second. How can we be suggesting that you do all the matanos, the matamichut asikra? It only says v'chiper three times. Meaning, the Torah starts with the default being that you have four matanos tam all on the top. And then v'chiper, now a little easier to get kapara, so one on the bottom. V'chiper, another v'chiper, and somehow we ended up with all four on the bottom. It only said v'chiper three times. We should have ended up with three on the bottom and one on the top. So says Gemara, Ema v'chiper af b'chonas anela achas l'malo v'shalosh l'mata. Says Gemara, okay, so make that drasha, right? Meaning, you're right. Meaning, if it was telling me to put it somewhere else, that you all these matnas dam could be put somewhere else, it should have said v'chiper four times. But now that it says it three times, why don't we darshan that three of the matnos dam could be put somewhere else, could be put lower down, and one of them is ma'akev? What's wrong with such a drasha? So it says, because a klal, lo matzinu dam shechatzin l'mayla v'chatzin l'mata. You don't have it in Kol HaTorah Kula. Now you take dam and you put half of it l'mata and half l'mayla. So either v'chiper is going to come to teach me that all of the matnos dam can be put l'mata, or it's going to come teach me that to the extent that you're doing matnos dam, they all go l'mayla, but only one of them is ma'akev. Three of them could be skipped entirely. It cannot be telling me that three l'mata, one l'mayla, that you need to have one l'mayla and the three of them l'mata are good enough, because you can't have chetzin l'mata v'chetzin l'mayla. That doesn't exist in Judaism. Says Gemara, really? I'll give you four examples where it exists in Judaism. So number one, v'lo, is it not true that you have chetzin l'mayla v'chetzin l'mata anywhere? V'atanan, the Mishnah says in Maseches Yoma, Kohen Gadol goes into the Kodesh HaKadoshim with his dam hapar, and he's a mimenu achas l'mayla v'sheva l'mata. He's zorek from the dam hapar achas l'mayla, from the top half of the kapores, and sheva l'mata, shevin on the bottom half of the kapores. So answers Gemara, kematzlif. No, that's not l'mayla l'mata, that's kematzlif. My kematzlif, what do you mean kematzlif? What does that mean? So machvi Rabbi Yehuda kimenag dona. Rabbi Yehuda says, like a shliach bezin that's giving malchus, he's giving 40 lashes with the whip, so he doesn't do it all in the same spot. He like makes a line down the back, one right below the other, right next to the other. So over here also, he doesn't put achas lemaila and the rest of them lamata. It's zu lamata mizu b'samuch, that it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, but it's all on one spot. Why does it say achas lemaila v'shev lamata? It should really just be shmona if it's just a straight line down, because that's as far as how he positions his hand. That when he was the achas lemaila is that he holds his hand this way with his palm facing up and the back of his hand facing down, and he sprinkles it that way. Whereas the shev lamata is that his hand moves in a downward motion rather than an upward motion. But where it goes on the mizbech, it's the same exact spot. On the kaporas, it's in the same exact spot. So you don't have lemaila lemata in terms of where the dam is going. In fact, it's a little bit difficult. Tosfos points out that what was the makshin thinking, right? The Gemara says, what do you mean you don't have a split between lemaila lemata? What about achsamal v'shav lemata? And the Gemara gives this brilliant answer, kematzlif. No, over there it means kematzlif. Fractosos, it's the next line in the Mishnah that it says that it's kematzlif. How could it be that there's a meaning to ask such a thing? The Mishnah says, it's beferish in the Mishnah that it's not about Maile and Mata. It's Kematzlev. So Tos says that the Makshin had to know that. So you have to say that the Makshin did know that, but he didn't know that Matzlev is Kemugdana, that it's all Mamish in one place. And the Iker Teretz of the Gemara is that Matzlev means that it's all really in one spot. But it's Lav Dafka, that it's Achas Lemaila v'Shev Lemata. Still a little bit difficult exactly what the Havamina was. Okay, so question number two, the Gemara says, really you never find a split between the Maila and Mata? What about the Mishnah that says he's altir rosh al mizbeach sheva pamim? He then takes the dam, the kohen gadol in Yom Kippur, and he puts it on the tia rosh al mizbeach 7 times. My lava palge de mizbeach. What does tia rosh al mizbeach mean? Doesn't it mean he aims for the midpoint of the height of the mizbeach? And if you aim for the midpoint, one thing is, and you do it enough times, one thing is certain. Sometimes you'll end up a little above the midpoint, sometimes a little below the midpoint. Kedamri inchi tara tia re diyoma. So the word tiaro means people say like the tiaro dioma which somehow means meaning when the sun is right in the middle. So we see that tiaro shel mizbeach means in the middle of the mizbeach. So if he's aiming for the middle, some are going to be above and some are going to be below. That's how Rashi understands. So Tosos writes in Daf Lamed Ches that a little bit differently. That first you put four matanos on the four Kronos, Lamaila, and then the Sheva Hazos are on the bottom half of the Mizbeach. So that's how you end up with Chetzi Lamata, Chetzi Lamata. The way Rashi learns is the Chetzi Lamata, Chetzi Lamata the Gemara is asking about is because you're aiming for the middle. And when you aim for the middle, it will be Chetzi Lamata, Chetzi Lamata on these Hazos. The way Tosfos learns is no, you already did Matanos Lamaila. We already did it on the Karnos Mizbeach. So that's already Lamaila. Now you're aiming for the bottom half, not the halfway mark. You're aiming for the bottom half. So that's how we get to half. Briskarov explains what's the Nekudas Machlokes Rashi and Tosos, whether the Matanos of the Kronos and the Hazaos on the Tiro Shel Mizbeach is considered to be a Kapara Achas or Shtei Kaparos. Meaning when you put the Matanos on the top of the Kronos on the Mizbeach and then you're Zorik the Dam and the Tiro Shel Mizbeach, is that all part of the same Kapara or are those two separate Kaparos? Whereas Tosos is going to say it's all part of the same Kapara and that's why it's half Lamaila, half Lamata. Whereas Rashi is going to say, no, those are two different kaparos. So that wouldn't count as half lamaila, half lamata. Your half lamaila, half lamata has to be within the same kapara. So it's about aiming for the midpoint. So says Gemara, Amar of Barshila, lo, agiluya, tichsiv uketz mashamayim letohar, that tiyar Rosh HaMizbeach does not mean the midpoint of the height of the Mizbeach. It means on the top surface of the Mizbeach. So it's all on the top. And it's similar to the way the Pasuk says, uketz mashamayim letohar. Letohar means that it's clear as day. So the clear part of the Mizbeach is totally exposed to the sunlight always, because it's always it's the top of the Mizbeach, that's Tia Rosh al Mizbeach. So says Mar, but I'll give you another example of where we find that some dam goes lemaila and some dam goes lemata. V'yika shirayim, there's the dam that's left over after you do the matanos, where do you pour that dam? Into the yisod of the Mizbeach, the bottom of the Mizbeach. So you did matanos dam of the Karban Chatos on the top half of the Mizbeach, and whatever dam you have left goes in the bottom of the Mizbeach. So don't you see half lemaila, half lemata? Says Mar, are shirayim la ma'akvi. Shirayim are certainly not ma'akev the carbon. Now, according to Rashi, you don't even need to have shirayim, right? Meaning we discussed yesterday that if you use all the dam in the matanos of the dam, you don't need to make sure that there is shirayim at all. But even if you do need to make sure that there is shirayim, it's certainly not ma'akev the kapara. So we don't have dam that's ma'akev, that's half lamayla, half lamata. Says Gemara, I'll give you another example. Vayika shirayim apnimim. What about the shirayim that was poured from the chatos apnimim on the mizbeach achitzon? So the yikar matanos were the maila and the karnos on mizbeach apnimi. Diika demand the ma'akvi, because there's an opinion that the shvicha shirayim of the chatos apnimim are ma'akev. So you can have the dam that you put on the mizbeach apnimi on the top of the mizbeach apnimi, and then the shirayim goes on the bottom of the mizbeach achitzon, and it's ma'akev. So isn't that a split? So says Gemara, b'chad makom kamninan. Now you don't have when we say this cloud, that you don't have some lemaila, some lemata. It means you don't have some lemaila, some lemata on the same mizbeach. You can have a mizbeach apnimi lemaila, and on the mizbeach achitzon, the shirayim go lemata. That's not called some lemaila, some lemata. That doesn't fit into our cloud. Okay, so Tanya says, "Rav Lozman Yaakov Omer, Beisham Yom Shtei Matanos Shabchatos Va'Achas Shabekolas Vachim Matiros Umefaglos Beisil Omer Achas Shabchatos Va'Achas Shabekolas Vachim Materos Umefagelos." Just chazering over, right? What was the machlokes Beisham Beisil? That Beisham held that when it came to a carbon chatos, two of the matnos dam are ma'akev. Since two of the matnos dam are ma'akev, if you want the carbon to be pigel, you have to have a machsheves chutz l'zmano on both of those matnos dam. On whatever is ma'akev, you need a machsheves pigel. Otherwise, you're mefagel b'chatzi matir, that doesn't count. Whereas Basil is going to say, since only one of the matnos dam is ma'akev, the carbon becomes pigel even when you have a machsheves chutz l'zmano on one of the matnos dam. So says Mar Maslan Rav Oshia Imkain Lisa Gabi Kul Beisham Chumr Basil. How come in the fourth parak of Masechta Seduyos, where the Mishnayos go through all of the different times that Beis Shammai is more makel than the Beis Hillel, which is an anomaly. Normally the Beis Hillel is more makel than the Beis Shammai. How come it doesn't list this as a kula of the Beis Shammai? Because Beis Hillel, if you had a machsheves pigel by only one of the matnos dam, Beis Hillel is going to say pigel chayiv kares. Whereas Beis Shammai is going to say, no, you didn't have a machsheva of chutz l'zmano on the second matnos dam. So Beis Shammai is going to be makel that it's not pigel. So Amalei Rava, ki itchil lehetere itchil. Now the ikur shayla davlu beshami lechumra. The ikur shayla was not about whether it's pigel. When the shayla was asked in the base medrash, it was about how many matnos dam do you need in order to achieve kapara? Meaning when you're having the right machshavos, how many do you need to achieve kapara? Basil says just one, and beshami says no, you need two matnos dam to achieve kapara. So that's beshami being machmir. It happens to be an outgrowth of that is that because you need to, according to beshami, were so machmir that you need two to achieve kapara. If you have a machshava chutz l'zmano, it needs to be on both of those that achieve kapara. But really, fundamentally, Beis Shammai is really being more machmir than the Beis Hillel. Good. Now, says Gemara, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Let's assume now like Beis Hillel, which is a good assumption usually, right? You have one matnas dam that's ma'akiv the karmel chatos, but you need four matnas dam l'chachila, right? You do four matnas dam all on the karnos ha'mizbeach. What is the status of those three additional matnos dam? So Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Shalosh matanos shabachatos einam bos belayla. You cannot put them on the mizbeach at night because even though you already achieved kapara with the first matnas dam, it's still an avoda, and avoda is not done belayla. Ubaos la'achar misa. And if a person was bringing carbon chatos and he did one of his matnas dam and then he dropped dead, we can still do the other matnas dam after he dies, even though chatos shemesa ba'aleha, you don't bring the chatos. But over here, the kapara was achieved already, so we could finish it up after he dies. And if someone is zorek this dam outside of the azara, you're chayiv, because this is dam that really belongs on the mizbeach. It belongs bifnim. And any dam that's ra'oi to be bifnim, and you go and you bring bachutz, you're going to be chayiv for it. So Rav Papa, yeshmen kitchilas v'yeshmen b'sofo. Rav Papa gives an expanded version of what we just said. Rabbi Yochanan only referred to three different halachos. Rav Papa refers to many, many other halachos. That these three extra matnos dam, for some halachos, legabe some halachos, it's considered like the actual zrikas hadam, and legabe some halachos is considered like the shirayim, like the extra dam that you pour in the yisod mizbech. So the following are are the ways in which these three matanos are similar to the first matnas dam. That chutz, if you're zorik chutz la zori chayv kares, like the first matnas dam, v'layla, you're not allowed to put on the mizbeach at night because all the dam becomes pasul at shkia. Zarus, a zarus chayv misa if he does the avoda. So if he does the matnas dam of these three, he's chayv misa as well. Which, by the way, tells me that a zar is allowed to be the shofich shirayim, which l'chor is a chiddush, right? Because it's not like shirayim that a zar is allowed to do. The zar is not allowed to do ukli shares. That these three matnas dam require a kli shares, also a chiddush. That shirayim apparently does not require a klisha race. Keren, it needs to be put on the karnos hamizbeach. Ve'etzba, you put it with your finger, you don't splash it. And kibus, and if some of this dam gets on one's beged, it requires kibus. But if after all the matnos dam were already done, some of the dam of the chatas gets on your beged, then the beged does not require kibus. So long as you haven't done all four matnos dam, though, if some of the dam gets on your beged, it requires kibus. Vishirayim, and let's say you had a chatas where you're makabel the dam in four separate kosos, and you do from each coast one matnas dam, the leftover all have a din of shirayim, kitchilasan. That's the way it's considered kitchilasan. And the following ways are considered like the shirayim. Misa, it comes after the misa, you could do it even after the misa's bailim. Lo sharia, it's not matir the basar ba'achila. Lo mefagla, it's not mefagel the carbon if you have machshav chutzas mano when you do these matnas dam. V'lo ayla legavai, there's no psul of bringing it lefnim. If you did the first matana on the mizbeach chitzon, there's no psul of bringing it lefnim. All of that is kisofan. All of that is ways that it is like the shirayim. Okay, so Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we'll get into the din of kibus that Rav Papa had mentioned. Everyone have a good day and a good l'chodesh.